Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, we're going to continue our conversation on video games, talking about addiction. Probably the biggest question that people ask about, is maybe second to violence, but one of the most common questions that we're asked about is the issue of addiction.
Yeah, there are three issues that we normally get asked about. One is how much time there's... Well, no, four. How much time, what kind of video games, like the violent video games versus those that aren't. And addiction... is one, and then violence.
Yeah.
Is should I be concerned about violence? And today we're going to talk just about the addiction part.
Correct.
You know, is my child addicted, or am I addicted to video games?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So so we're going to talk about that in a couple of different, through the use of a couple of different articles.
Correct.
One is from Polygon, and it's entitled, Psychologist Says Rush to Pathologize Video Game Addiction is Dangerous.
Right.
But we're going to save that one for a second. We're going to start out with this article from Gamasutra.
Yeah.
I
like the name.
Gamasutra.com,
right.
And it's called Dopamine and Gaming and Games,
right.
Liking, Learning, and Wanting to Play.
And that title is important because there's a difference between liking to play, learning to play, and wanting to play. That's why they use that title.
Yeah.
So as we go through this, those three words are going to come up again.
Absolutely.
I also like the dopamine connection because... Yeah. People are using this shorthand today about, well, it's dopamine and dopamine this and dopamine that, as though we know how dopamine works.
Right.
Okay. So the other thing I really like about this is that it analyzes and brings into question this whole issue of what dopamine is and dopamine's relationship to addiction.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we always think of dopamine as that is our reward.
That's right.
Neurotransmitter.
And it is.
To some extent, it
maybe,
is.
Maybe. You know.
Right. Mm-hmm. And there's so many things that we need to talk about with this.
Be careful now.
Because dopamine is a reward, but it's a reward for certain types of things. It's not a global reward because there are things that you can look at that will say that serotonin is a reward, neurotransmitter.
That's right.
So depending on the activity, dopamine may be a reward or it just may just be another neurotransmitter.
And as always, or as usual, when we talk about the brain, because we know so little about it, is it that dopamine creates the addiction, the satisfaction, or is doing the activity producing the dopamine? So does dopamine produce, or is dopamine produced by the activity?
Right.
And we don't really know.
Is it a precursor or is it a consequence?
Years ago, my gosh, 20 years ago, I was interested in knowing, we know that dopamine is associated with ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing a talk on ADHD, and all I wanted to do was to figure out what the pathways were and how dopamine got to the frontal lobe of the brain.
Right.
And so I went in and looked at the literature, and the answer was very simple. We don't know.
Right.
We don't know the pathophysiology of the dopamine circuits that are related to ADHD.
Right.
And that's the most studied disorder that there is.
Yeah. There's only a few things that we know, that we're pretty confident that we know as it relates to dopamine. One is that it's related to Parkinson's.
Right.
We know that in the basal ganglia,
because we found that. I mean,
and
we can see a structure that disappears on neuroimaging. It's no longer there.
Right.
And so that we have documented.
Right. And so we know that there's that relationship.
Right.
But that's
just about it.
That we know for certain.
That's right.
The
rest is conjecture. We know that. Mm-hmm. We know that if you use stimulant medications, you make more dopamine available, but...
But is it dopamine, or is it norepinephrine,
is
it this region, or is it that region? It's not an exact
science. It's not clear-cut.
Right.
That's right. And but the biggest thing, as you've already mentioned, is dopamine is associated with addiction.
Right.
Because we know that all addictive substances provide us with more dopamine. So,
right.
So we don't... You become addicted to whatever produces the dopamine.
Right. Which is why they say it's the reward system, because if you're addicted to something, then we would assume that you're getting
right.
a reward from it, and so mm-hmm. we make these... And that's something that frustrates me so bad about our field,
right.
is
right.
that we look at this and we kind of work backwards to say, okay, well, this must be this. Right.
Right. So it's not that simple, but this article is about mm-hmm. dopamine and its relationship to video games. So.
Right. So, but you said something just then in passing that I think is really important as it relates to this whole research. People say video games are addictive because it, people are driven to do it. The theory is that it increases dopamine because it does this and it does that. And since it does those things and other addictive things do those things, mm-hmm. then it must be a video game addiction.
Right.
There's so much flawed in that logic that, you know, I don't even know where to begin.
Well, it's not only as bad science, but at a superficial level, it's flawed logic.
Right.
I mean, you can't make all those connections.
Yeah. If anything that you do, that you enjoy doing, is going to increase dopamine.
That's right.
That's fair to say, right?
Doesn't matter what it is.
So anything that you do, if you had a really long day and you're really looking forward to going to sleep tonight and you lay down in bed, you're going to get a little boost of dopamine.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that you're addicted to going to bed?
Right.
Probably not.
I like to cook. Am I addicted to it?
Well, no.
No.
No. It's so
just
it's
because
a,
you like doing something
right.
doesn't mean you're addicted to it.
Right.
Right.
So it's faulty logic to equate the enjoyment of something. And look, folks, I really hate to break some of this stuff to you, but... all of the emotions that we feel, this is going to be
produced,
are related to chemicals in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So if you're enjoying something, you're enjoying it because it's releasing dopamine.
Right.
Now, chicken or egg, not sure. But that's the bottom line, is that there is this connection. And so just because you enjoy something and it releases dopamine doesn't mean that you're addicted to it.
That's right. And this goes not only for video games, you can also apply this to cell phones.
Right.
You know, because we hear the same thing. My daughter is addicted to her cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My son is addicted to his cell phone.
Right.
May or may not be.
Right.
But it's not just a matter of how much time they're spending with it. It's more important than that. It's a broader issue than that.
You see what happened is we were going to start out talking about the Gama Sutra article, but we ended up talking more about the Polygon article. But that's okay. Because that's sort of the crux of the Polygon article is that, you know, we have to be careful that we're rushing to call everything an addiction just because people are driven to do it or enjoy doing it or because it mm-hmm. releases dopamine when they do it. That does not equate to an addiction. An addiction has very specific criteria that you have to meet to be considered clinically addicted to something.
That's right.
And the vast, vast majority of people who play video games and enjoy playing video games do not meet those criteria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you like it and you want to play it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the wanting part of this article.
Right.
Because you want to play it doesn't necessarily mean that you're addicted to it.
Right.
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 Okay.
Similarly, just because you like playing it
doesn't
mean that you're addicted to it. You know, what?
This was one of the most fascinating research articles, research that they did when it came to the liking part,
mm-hmm.
because they did this experiment with mice,
mm-hmm.
where rats, they gave them sugar water.
Mm-hmm.
And so presumably they went back to the sugar water mm-hmm. over and over and over again because it was releasing more dopamine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was some dopamine was involved. Well, then they created a mouse with a knockout gene
mm-hmm.
that didn't have
mm-hmm.
the structure in the brain that produces dopamine.
Mm-hmm.
This dopamine. So they created a mouse essentially with Parkinson's.
Right.
Okay. Even without producing the dopamine, the mouse still went after the sugar water.
Mm-hmm.
So
There's something else.
There's something else at work here. It's not just the dopamine.
Right.
Okay. So, so if you're going to equate dopamine and addiction, if you're going to associate these two, well, here's a case where the mouse looked awfully addicted, still didn't have the dopamine.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what this liking, learning, and wanting is about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so the idea is that, you know, we like doing things because we like doing them. They right. serve some purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't necessarily mean an addictive purpose, but it serves some purpose. But so we have to differentiate those two things.
Right.
We may want to do something, but wanting to do something is not an addiction.
That's right.
Even if it releases dopamine, it doesn't equate to addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And the third was learning.
Right. Learning is also something we want to do.
Right.
We want to learn what's dangerous. We want to learn what's rewarding. We want to learn what's pleasurable. So this does. But again, if you take these mice, they're still going to do the same thing,
right.
whether or not the dopamine is coming or not.
Right.
So it may be something about learning to play. It's not addictive.
Mm-hmm.
And with video games, the appeal is learning how to play it better and better, right?
I
mean, you're a gamer.
Mm-hmm.
And no, you're not a gamer.
Not.
We decided that you weren't a gamer
right,
earlier
in
the
week, classic,
didn't we?
Not in the classic sense, right?
Is Dr. Madigan a gamer?
Yes.
He is?
Yeah.
He probably is.
I think he'd be considered a gamer. He plays...
He plays quite a bit.
Yeah, he plays quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. And so one of the appeals of these games is learning how to become better and better at it. And so, but that happens without dopamine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not learning.
Right.
That's the culprit here.
Yeah.
And
go ahead.
And the last is?
Well, we did all three, right?
Wanting.
Liking, learning, and wanting.
Wanting.
Just because you want to play.
Doesn't make
it an addiction.
Right. Because wanting more dopamine has been linked to... I mean, we attribute wanting more dopamine. But yet, mice who don't produce dopamine will still want to do these kinds of activities.
Right.
You know, whatever they find rewarding.
Right.
But it may not be the dopamine that's driving them to it.
Right.
So we disconnect, we disaggregate dopamine and addiction, at least in these kinds of studies.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So what is it? Motivation?
I think it's a variety of things. I think that for some, it's an escape. It's just a, you know what, it's I don't have to think about my math assignment right now. I can play video games and I don't have to worry about any of those things.
True.
Sometimes it's a, you know, look, if your family or personal or social life isn't great, video games is a great place to go to get away from those things. If, you know what, if you just want to take your mind off of other things that's going on in your life, video games is a great way to do that.
Right.
There's strategy, there's problem solving, there's all kinds of different stimulation involved in video games. So there's all of these other aspects that could be associated with why a person wants and is driven to play video games,
right?
None of which are an addiction.
Right. And, you know, there's a wonderful line somewhere in this article that says, what does dopamine do?
Right.
And the answer is it confuses scientists.
That's true.
Which is really true. Right. That was a class, because that's exactly what happened to me, is when I was looking for the answer, I thought, well, surely these experts will know. So I went to their research articles, and they said, we simply don't know.
Yeah.
So, and it continues to confuse. The other thing that it does with the, because more and more people have heard about dopamine, I mean, even high school students kind of have this vague notion of what dopamine is. And we never want to oversimplify the brain. We've done it with learning styles. Mm-hmm. We've done it with left brain, right brain. Those are sort of models.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we used to build models when we were little kids, plastic models.
Mm-hmm.
Dell used to make these.
Yeah.
One of those companies. They used to make these little plastic models. Well, they were models. They didn't fly.
Right.
They were models of things that did fly.
Right.
And that's the way learning styles and left brain, those are models of something, but that's not how it really works.
Yeah.
Okay. So when we talk about kids being motivated to play video games, yes, they are. And I think we're safe in saying they're motivated.
Mm-hmm.
But they say, why are they motivated? Well, this article says there are three issues. One is competence.
Mm-hmm.
You're motivated because you want to get better at it.
Right.
Okay. And that certainly is the case with video games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the kids that I know want to go to the next level.
Right.
They don't want to stop doing it. You know,
yeah.
but they're not addicted to it. They right. just want to become competent. It's also, as you said, it's autonomy. You yeah. know, it's something they can do on their own. Mm-hmm. They don't need any help. They don't need any supervision. They don't need time. It's just a way to function autonomously.
Right.
And then the last is, it's important to them.
Right.
Because it's important to their friends.
Right.
You it's know, a social state. I mean, they go to school and mm-hmm. they say, hey, I have this new game and it's Call of Duty and this and that and the yeah. other thing. So it's a way to relate to others. And Dr. Madigan writes about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're going to be talking
his
to
interview
him
will be posted later this week.
Later this
Saturday.
Week. But he writes about how video games are a way to connect. And mm-hmm. he talks in his writings, he talks about playing video games with his children.
Yeah.
You know, that it's a way, because it's important to other people
right.
to play these games. And yeah. he mentions a particular game that his daughter likes. Mm-hmm. And so it's given them a way to connect.
Yeah.
You know, if I didn't text, mm-hmm. I learned how to text in part to stay connected to my children.
Right.
And people told me that would happen. Mm-hmm. And it is because my children don't use the phone, they text.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So so you're motivated because it's important to other people.
Right. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So
what's the last, go down to the last paragraph. There's something in the last paragraph that
you are. This is compelling material here while we're sitting quietly.
This is what you said, though, that there are many other things
yeah.
that could play a role
absolutely.
In this. That could be serotonin, it could be oxytocin, it could mm-hmm. be vasopressin, positive and negative things that make you do the things you want to do.
Yeah.
So when it comes to the brain, we try to oversimplify it
right.
to understand it, but
yeah.
don't oversimplify it as an explanation.
Right. I think right. so much of it is media wanting to oversimplify it for people.
Right.
It does this, so it must be an addiction.
Right.
You know,
right.
if your kids are really driven to do this and they don't obey you because they want to play video games, it must be an addiction.
That's right.
We got to pathologize everything.
Right. And it may just be motivation.
Right.
It may be an interest. It may
yeah.
be they want to learn more. There are many, many reasons why kids are playing video games. You have to know your child.
Yeah.
Why is your child playing video games?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. So, all right. That's it.
Good one.
We'll be back tomorrow with another topic on video games. All right? So until then, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.